All right, so back at LaBelle Edwards Stadium, 38-35, BYU a winner over Oklahoma State. Attendance tonight, 62,841 officially. L.J. Martin joining us on from field level. L.J. tonight, 20 carries for a buck 20. And L.J., first of all, congratulations to you and the team on an outstanding win. This was a pretty cool thing to be a part of tonight, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was. Appreciate you guys.
Well, appreciate you. How are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling really good, yeah. Getting back out there on the field, being able to compete, it's been real fun.
So, LJ, you're putting together an offensive game plan. You're looking at Oklahoma State film. What were you guys feeling that you could do against Oklahoma State?
We saw that they were always, like, kind of light in the box, so we felt like we should be able to run it pretty efficiently on them. And then, you know, also they had a couple of key injuries, too, so that kind of helped influence our game plan.
So I'm interested, LJ, where were you at that point that Darius Lassiter is catching the post for the touchdown, and what were you thinking?
Well, from my angle, I thought there was like two, three dudes right around him, and I thought it was going to get intercepted.
Yeah. Oh, it was close.
Yeah, so I'm over there thinking, oh, my goodness, like, oh, no. And I see him catch it, and then I look at the big board, and it's like there's no one around him kind of. So I was like, oh, he got space. And then he keeps on going, makes one dude miss, makes another dude miss. I was like, no way, he just scored. Yeah.
Are certain locker room celebrations a little more lively than others? And what scale of 1 to 10 would you say tonight's celebration was when you all got in there?
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't in there, but I would assume it was probably a 10, you know. Yeah, had to be a 10.
Where were you?
I was out here signing stuff, and me and Hinkley were just like, walking along, so they always end up celebrating without us because you're not paying attention, really.
So did you realize that you were 16 yards short of matching your entire season output in that game, LJ?
No, I didn't. I didn't even really think about it, to be honest. I was just happy to be able to run the ball and be out there and have fun, so yeah.
Let's shout out the blockers playing in front of you, because it was another night when Bruce Mitchell locks it down at center and Austin's been playing the right guard while Sonny gets good. And man, game to game, whether it's running backs rotating or linemen rotating, you guys still expect to get the job done, and they did it again tonight.
Yeah, they've been doing a great job all season. Like, you really see it. And just being out there, like, there was times where I was going untouched for, like, 10, 15 yards. So, you know, that's credit to them. You know, they made all that happen, so I really appreciate all of them.
Well, you were going untouched, and you were going off that backside of Bruce Mitchell. I hope when you guys go back and watch film, you see how solid he was at the cutoff and then the press. He wasn't just walling, LJ. He was getting to the angle, and then he was driving his defender 3-4 yards off the ball or to the side. I mean, that was opening up between the center and right guard all night long. What's that like when that opens up and the center's making the push? What's that feel like when you get the ball and you're headed downhill?
Oh, that's the best, because you got, like, what, 3 yards before you even get in touch, so you're really able to kind of see what's going on at the second level, so you're not really focused on the first level at that point. So they made it really easy all night, just getting up there. And, you know, we expected it too, because, you know, we see it all the time in practice. You know, Bruce, he's been a playmaker, Austin, all those guys, you know, up front. So there's nothing new to us. You know, we expected it, and they were able to go out there and perform.
In our pregame show, L.J. Hance talked about, even though the pressure gets greater with each win and now you're 7-0, he wanted to make sure you guys had fun out there tonight. And certainly winning is more fun than losing. That's an obvious. But do you get what he's saying there? Like, because it gets bigger and the lights get brighter, but it's still a fun thing you guys get to do. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing. If you're not out here having fun, then it's probably the wrong sport for you, you know, because you're going to have your ups and your downs, but as long as you can stay solid throughout that and just have fun, I mean, you're going to be all right, and you were able to see it tonight. You know, we really never got down when at the start of the game when we were struggling. We had a little bit of adversity. We never got down. Defense never got down, and we were able to put together a game.
LJ, I wanted to ask you about one specific touchdown, and it was in the north end zone. And you ran off the right side. Braden Keim locks up his D end, and I'm watching you maneuver. Are you reading Braden Keim in that moment, or what are you looking at? Because he locked up his guy and kind of had him, and felt like you worked his defender out to the outside and then bowed him back inside a little bit before you broke to the outside. Like, what are you going through in that moment?
Yeah, so my first read took me back to there, and at that point, I'm looking at Keim because if his guy goes inside, then I could just bounce it. I know there's a lot of space out there.
Yeah.
And if not, I could just hit the seam right up the middle, like right there. So it was really just looking at that guy, and then I saw him go inside, and look, kind of all he had to do was just stay close to him, and I was able to cut out, and there was no one there, and it was a touchdown.
Kime's the real deal, isn't he?
Yeah, he's real good, yeah.
Does he have a nickname? Like, what's he like in the locker room? What's he like to be around?
We call him Slime, Kimer, all these things. But see, the thing is, we play this game called Clash Royale. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, I three-crowned him the other day, and he always trying to play me. So at first he was beating me. Now I beat him all the time, and now he's always trying to play me and say like I'm not that good. But he really know what's up.
Now don't beat him too bad. He's gonna stop blocking that well for you.
No, that's what he told me the other day. He's like, you do that again, I mean you gonna get smacked. And I was like, all right, then I'll chill out.
Okay, really quick, just because I'm old guy and Greg's a little bit more with the hip hop than me, I don't know these games. Like what's this game that you're talking?
It's a phone app game, right?
Yeah, it's a phone app game. Yeah. It's like you got like little cards and they like attack towers. I mean, it's pretty popular. I'm sure like if you got kids or like grandkids, like they've played it at one point.
So, and you just beat Kime down on that. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah. LJ, good for you in a lot of ways tonight. Congrats.
Yeah, appreciate you
guys.
Hey,
we'll see you out in Orlando, bud. Have fun out there.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.